You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Biblical law. Let's dig into this. Let's learn some more. First question, why? Why is the law important? Obedience to these laws made Abraham the father of the faithful. You ever hear of this guy, Abraham? You know why God chose him? Let's take a look. Genesis 26, verse 4, it says, "And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Here's the reason why. Verse 5, "Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Let me point something out here. The reason God chose Abraham is he obeyed God's voice, kept his charge, his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. Most of the religious leaders today would like you to believe that the law was given to Moses. The commandments, the statutes, the judgments, and all, this was all given to Moses. How is it possible then, if God's law doesn't go back all the way to the Garden of Eden, how is it possible that Abraham kept these, Abraham observed these? You know, the law goes back to the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve violated God's law, and that's why they were thrown out. They listened to Satan. Quit listening to Satan yourself. You know, when Cain and Abel, you hear, remember that story about Cain and Abel? How Cain killed Abel, his brother? He was guilty of violating the commandment, "Thou shalt not murder." That's why Cain was punished. If there was no such commandment, God had no right to punish him. David loved God's law and constantly meditated on it. Do you? In Psalm 119, verse 197, David writes, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." We talked about it once before, but I'll read it again. The Apostle Paul, how he felt about the law, because everybody points to Paul, why they don't observe it today. Paul gets the blame for all of this, but what did Paul say about the law? He says, "Therefore the law is holy, the commandment holy and just and good." You know, God's law is love. Romans 13:8 tells us, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." If you reject the law, then you're rejecting love, because God's law is love. It's important. John 13:34 says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." If you have love for one another, you are obeying God's law. If you want to know a true love, a false love, you can violate it. Think you're doing okay, but you're really not. Have you ever studied God's law? Do you believe what Jesus said, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? Every word includes the law. You know, what part of every word doesn't the world believe? Jesus said, "Don't think that he came to abolish the law and the prophets." Why do people think that? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.